910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More calls for President Biden to step aside in the 2024 presidential race. One senator, Vermont's Peter Welch, has now come forward saying he thinks Biden should pull out.
On the other side of the Capitol, Earl Blumenauer of Oregon, now the ninth House Democrat, urging Biden to drop out. Even Nancy Pelosi, the powerful former Speaker of the House, is sending a strong signal that Democrats are still very much divided. Pelosi going public, saying she'll support whatever decision the president makes.
ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce in Washington. A new ABC News Washington Post Ipsos poll finds 85% of Americans say they see President Biden as too old for a second term. Actor Alec Baldwin appearing on the verge of tears as his involuntary manslaughter trial gets underway in New Mexico. He's accused of violating firearm safety standards on set. His lawyers argue that a live round should never have made its way into the gun used. More than a million people in Texas still have no power thanks to Hurricane Beryl. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Nearly all of Wisconsin's public water systems met all quality standards last year. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources annual drinking water report says 99% of systems were up to code in 2023. Wisconsin water systems got $155 million from the bipartisan infrastructure law last year. If President Biden wins re-election, he might have down-ballot Democrats to thank. State Representative Greta Neubauer says the reverse coattails effect is part of the Democratic strategy this year.
It is the work of State Assembly and State Senate candidates to lift up the rest of the ticket, and our candidates continue to do that.
Democrats say their candidates in state and local races and battleground states are outperforming Biden, which could end up helping him come November. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Duluth's sidewalk days are officially underway on Superior Street. According to a Northern News Now report, the annual event will run through Friday and features all-day shopping on Superior Street, a classic car show, the Sidewalk Shuffle 5K, movies in the park, and a street dance on Saturday. There will be over 100 vendors at the event this year, which is the biggest outdoor community gathering of the year in the city. The street dance will close part of West Superior Street from 5 p.m. to midnight on Saturday. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is warning residents to be on the lookout for blue-green algae before they swim in the state's waters. According to a press release, the algae can grow in any body of water, and we're now entering the peak bloom season of July and August, with the waters at their warmest. The bacteria can have harmful health effects on humans and pets and could look like tiny particles, dust, or grass clippings floating in the water or brown, black, or turquoise mats floating to the surface. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
How about that Toby Myers? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' Tobias Myers may not be a household name, but if he keeps pitching like he did last night, he will be. Myers, in his best start yet as a rookie, pitched 8 scoreless innings as the Brewers shut out the Pirates 9-0. Myers is the only rookie in the major leagues to do that twice this season.
Just felt good from the beginning. My body felt great today throwing. Everything felt really good. Defense did a heck of a job. Williams, great back there. Never misses a beat.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Contreras from the first inning kept adjusting with him. Third or fourth inning, he found his stuff, and we played great defense behind him. We hit in the clutch. That was the name of the game, and we stayed with it for 9 innings.
Basketball, the NBA has reached a deal to continue to broadcast games on ESPN, ABC, and they're also adding NBC and streaming on Amazon.com. It's a deal worth $76 billion to be paid to the NBA. Not in the plan? TNT Sports, which now has 5 days to make a counter offer. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Plenty of sunshine today. We're headed to 84 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southwest at around 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear, 59. Tomorrow, sunshine, 85. The weekend, warmer, more humid with highs in the upper 80s both Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
John is in studio with me right now.
I got banned at Great America for playing whack-a-mole.
What?
So I won 14 times in a row. I still got a picture of it, my son in the back seat, 3 or 4 years old, with just his head sticking out and all these teddy bears.
Here I was going to make this risque joke, and then you throw your son into there. Now I have to keep
it clean. Go ahead. Thanks. That's really
nice. You are one master whacker. I'll tell you that.
Wow. That's unbelievable. Really impressive. You Hollywood types.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Next up, it is the final leg of the VP Olympics. Does Trump go with the weird guy with the beard, man from Florida, or the governor that nobody's heard of? We discuss.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up? This is
a big
party, man.
Yeah, brother, dig it.
Stop right on.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. You know, I'm counting down the days to the weekend.
Well, you've only got one more left.
Yep, we're getting close.
Yeah. You know, it's going to be just blistering hot, man.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing. But, you know, as you always say, we got to take it because it's better than the rain and sleet.
Well, again, you could be in Las Vegas when it's now 15 straight days over 115 degrees.
Yeah, they can keep that there in Nevada.
All right. You know, this is my favorite segment of, you know, that I do. I do many segments on the Earl Ingram Show, but I have to say, and I enjoy all of them, but without question, this is my favorite segment of the Earl Ingram Show, and that's In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar the Pharmacist. I just enjoy, you know, the interaction with Dr. Omar, the impact that he has on so many people. And this segment, I'll tell you, it really does have a major impact on so many people that I talk to who listen to us. Dr. Omar, it's good to see you again, my friend. How you doing?
Good to see you, Earl. I'm doing great. I'm doing great. How are you?
Man, I'm doing fine, man. And, you know, it's Thursday, so 8 o'clock, so we know there are many people listening. Let's talk a little bit about, I got quite a bit as always, but you had something in particular that you wanted to focus on this morning.
Yes, I wanted to talk about B vitamins and the importance of them for the body, because we hear about them, we see them in the multivitamins. They are a group of 8 essential nutrients that play a pivotal role in keeping our bodies running like well-oiled machine. They help with energy, they help with the brain health, mood regulation, helps with the skin and hair care. And there is also some of us that take medications like metformin, like pantoprazole, omeprazole, diuretics, antibiotics. I'm talking about like medications that we use every single day, and these deprive the body from the B vitamins. And that's why they are important, and they are always a component of the multivitamin, but many times it's not enough inside the multivitamin. Many times we need to take more from the B vitamins. So they have many benefits, and then many times they are not checked when we do the annual check with the doctor, and some patients would suffer from health problems just because they're not taking enough B12 or B6. And that's why it is important to check. It's important to take. Women who are taking birth control pills, they have deficiency in B vitamins, so they would have problems with sleeping, have problems in their muscles, problem with muscle recovery, and that can be just resolved by taking B vitamins. And for candidates, people who take B vitamins needs to be taken twice a day because it leaves the body fast. So it works for 12 hours. So when we take it twice a day. And then finally, I just want to say a note that the good B vitamins turn pea color yellow. So for people not to freak out, that's what the B vitamins do because they are yellow. So
B12 or B6, how do you determine and what's the difference between those numbers?
Big difference, and that's a very good question. B12 is the cyanocobalamin. So this is the most that people would need when they have a medication in their medication list, like metformin, like pantoprazole, proton pump inhibitor. So this is the main one that they would have with the folic acid as well. So if you take folic acid, you need to take B12. So a lot of lozenges under the tongue, they contain the B12, and that's a daily dose. And then there is also the B12 as an injection. So the more abundant that people take is the B12. The B6 is a vitamin that's important for the nerves, and that's also important for relaxation and important for digestion. So if someone is having problem with nausea and vomiting, B6 is a safe medication, a safe supplement to take.
You know, Dr. Omar, there's, I don't know, maybe every alphabet, you know, has a vitamin named after it. So all of these different supplements that you keep telling us about, if I took every supplement that's out there, I mean, you know, how would I know what supplements I need to take? I mean, our doctors don't tell us, well, you need to take the B12, you need to take, you know, the X or the Z or the Y. How do you determine what vitamins you actually need as we age to improve our bodies and what we're missing?
We start from the basics, Earl. That's a very good question. We start from the basics. I start from the medications that I take. So I ask the pharmacist, is there any vitamins that I need because I take these medications? So I start with the basics. And then in a good multivitamin, you would have enough of everything. You would have some of the B vitamins, some of the D as in David vitamins, some of the vitamin C. So I start with a very good core multivitamin. And then I ask my pharmacist about the medications that I take. What do they deprive the body from? And I go from there. But also there is something that is called toxicity of B vitamins, someone who's taking too much. And that's why, this is a discussion that we can take with our, that we can run with our doctor. And then before the vitamins, I want to make sure that I'm eating healthy. So if someone is vegetarian, not eating meat, they need B12. So I always start from what do I have to take? And then what is going to help improve my health, improve my energy, improve my mood. All right. So we can have this discussion with the pharmacist because they know about this information. They study it in college, and it's kind of part of the consultation we do with our patients.
Let's go to Julie from Franklin. Good morning to you, Julie. You say what?
Hi, good morning. So I feel like I won the lottery because you just answered one of my questions. So I'll go quick. I have two questions. One's personal. So I take Eliquis daily, twice a day, folic acid, pantoprazole once a day, folic acid once a day, and bupropion once a day. And I'm wondering, can I take that with coffee? I know Earl had asked you, you know, was taking something with coffee. I know I'm supposed to take that pantoprazole on an empty stomach and not eat for a half hour. I don't know if that's correct information. And then obviously now I guess I need B12 because I got folic acid and pantoprazole. So do I take that B12 right in the morning with all of those also?
Right. This is a very good question. You take Eliquis, which is an important blood thinner, but you take the pantoprazole. It's always recommended to take pantoprazole as a proton pump inhibitor half an hour before you eat. So as soon as you wake up, you can take it. So it would start working through the day when you drink a coffee and eat breakfast. I'd highly encourage you to eat breakfast every day. But you can just start with the pantoprazole, and then when you take the B12, because it's fat soluble, so it's good to take it with food because food is going to help with the absorption. And then when you eat breakfast, you can take the rest of the supplements. For what you mentioned that you take, you need to be taking the B vitamins like B12, and also you will need to take the probiotics. Because of pantoprazole, it changes the environment inside your gut, and it just kind of feeding yourself with good healthy probiotics at least 6 months in the year will help you to be on the right track. Also, pantoprazole longer than 2 years of taking it will cause osteoporosis, so you need to make sure you check your bone density and check your vitamin D levels. So D3 and K2 in good levels are going to be important for your bone health, because that's going to be something we worry about after taking pantoprazole or omeprazole or Nexium or Acifex for 2 years. So hey, you have homework to do.
Hey, Julie, hang on the phone a second. So, you know, Dr. Omar, you talk about checking your blood levels. The only way we can get our blood levels checked is when we see the doctor. Sometimes we may only see the doctor once or twice a year. Is there any other way to get your blood levels checked to check all these things that you're talking about?
Yeah. When you go to the doctor once or twice a year, it will be like have a list of what you want them to check. So if you want to check, now you hear me talking about the B vitamins, ask the doctor to check the B vitamins. But there is a website, self-serving, that you can order the test for yourself. You just have to pay cash for it. But they are discounted, like lifeextension.com. You can go there and ask for any labs to have. And then when you get the labs, when you meet your provider, your practitioner, show them these lab values that you have. But these are kind of, you can always order it for yourself. You just pay out of pocket. But I highly recommend when you go see the doctor once or twice a year, just have a list of what you want them to check for you. And they're going to just kind of, insurance is going to pay for it, and you're going to request it, and they should accept it. Why would they say no? You tell them, I want to check my vitamin D levels. I want to check my vitamin B as in boy levels. I want to do a full thyroid panel. So that would be a good thing to use the services that the healthcare is providing you.
Hey, Julie, I wish I had more time. Thank you very much for the call. Thank you always for checking in. You are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. 844-967-2789 is the number.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, hi there. It's the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke bringing you the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WBZH. It's not just for farmers. It's for anybody that loves food. Tune in 5 a.m. on the Buzz of the North, 910 a.m. Hayward.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Buzz of the North, 910 a.m. WBZH and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matinair on Air.
The following content is not intended as medical advice. Always consult your own physician, pharmacist, or healthcare professional for your own healthcare concerns.
Bringing you a passion for health and wellness, Dr. Omar Uliwa is here to answer your pharmaceutical questions. Now, let's go. In the Pharmacy with Earl Ingram and Dr. Omar.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon, Thingsville. And Calvin, I have to, again, man, give you kudos, man, for finding that song and connecting that with Dr. Omar. It's absolutely the perfect tune. Tom from LA, good morning to you, Tom. You have a question or comment for Dr. Omar. You are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist.
Good morning, good morning, Dr. Omar. I wanted to say thank you. Because of you, I've stopped taking omeprazole, knowing that that was maybe just kind of a should have been a short-term thing rather than been a long-term thing. So it's like I have it here, but I take it as needed, and I really don't need it. I thought that it was something that was helping my stomach cramps or whatever, and it may have been, but since I haven't been taking it, and I take a lot of other really great vitamins, that I don't have that problem. So I want to thank you for that so I don't become dependent on that. Second, what exactly multivitamin? Like I take, as an example, the Men's Multi by Ollie. It's actually like a gummy type of multivitamin. But what brand would you recommend for a multivitamin that covers everything? So we aren't taking, like Earl said, you know, the whole alphabet. We're just taking kind of what it is that we need in one drug rather than having 10 different drugs.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call, man. Good stuff.
Thank you, Tom. Okay, first, I'm happy that you're decreasing your dependence on the pantoprazole. Just a note that these medications, if you take them for longer term, more than 2 months, it's harder to stop them. So always do it with supervision from your doctor or your healthcare provider. I usually have patients wean down and over 3 to 6 months with patients with help with approval of the provider, because the proton pump inhibitor that is affecting this acid, it takes few days to reply back to you when you stop the medication. So some patients decide, okay, I am going to stop this medication now. And after a week, they have acid reflux coming back with vengeance. So we always want to do it slowly. So that's the first point. The second point about the multivitamin. Multivitamins, unfortunately, some of the ones in the market, some of them are very famous. They don't have enough of what you need. Gummies also, because of the high content of sugar or dextrin or the inactive ingredients to make it taste good, they don't have enough. I have one in my pharmacy that I sell. It's called Active Life. Active Life multivitamin, and this one has 2,000 units of vitamin D, has CoQ10, has chromium, has B vitamins, and just I have men love it because it's just one capsule every day that covers for the main micronutrients that need to be taken, and then other than that, they take some magnesium. So I would tell you, this is one of the good ones called Active Life, but you can only get it from my website. The challenge is like these multivitamins are like 10 times higher value than the ones that are found in the big stores. I know I am biased, but if I'm going to take just one capsule or two capsules a day to cover up for most of my nutrients that I will need, because I am a minimalist, I want to take the best.
So let me ask you, Dr. Omar, as we age, our bodies need more of these things. And when we're young and our bodies and our systems are developing naturally, I guess the way we're created early on, it's a perfect balance. And as we age, we just kind of lose all those things.
To answer you in a simple answer, it's yes. To give you an example, I always talk to you, Earl, about taking CoQ10. If you are taking atorvastatin or simvastatin, the cholesterol medication, but also if you are above 50 years old, by default, you are making less of this important coenzyme that affects your energy, your muscles. So CoQ10, at least 100 or 200 milligrams for anyone above 50 years old, and they will feel the effect on the energy levels, on the blood pressure, just because we make less. So yes, our bodies need more help from the nutrients, and we're not going to get it from the foods that we eat if we keep the same eating habits. So I like the vitamins because it's like concentrated foods that we take. They just need to be precision. We need to know what we are taking and to review it. But if I have it a point in my head that I'm going to make sure that medications that I will take, I'm going to check what supplements I will need, and then the added supplements for energy, and ask smart questions to the right people, I will reach a good answer for myself and for the people that I love.
You know, I take CoQ10, and you and I sit down and we talked about things. And I have to tell you, I've been taking CoQ10 now. It's got to be 5-6 months. And my energy level is really high. It's a lot higher than it's ever been. I've worked towards changing my diet. I feel great. You know, I turned 70 years old, and every time people see me, they don't believe that I'm 70. And so it's part of it, clearly, is that changing what you put in your mouth that you always talk about is part of it. But, you know, the fact that I take a few things that you have prescribed for me, and I'm telling you, I don't miss every morning. I take it religiously, and I feel better than I felt. This is just the absolute truth. In 15 years, you don't even know that those things, had I not talked to you, I wouldn't have been taking CoQ10. So let me ask you, had I not been taking CoQ10 and I would keep living my life without having that in my body, what would have been the outcome?
The outcomes can be that you would have low energy, brain fog. Your blood pressure can go up without knowing why it's going up while it's controlled before. And muscle, you're going to have muscle pain. So eventually you will go to the doctor, complain from those. The doctor will add a second and third and fourth medication to try to treat those symptoms just because you're deficient in a key important vitamin like CoQ10.
All right, hang on. 844-967-2789 is the number. You are in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist at 540 AM WAUK and the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North. 910 AM WBZH.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Marshfield Clinic is in talks to merge with South Dakota-based Sanford Health. The two systems have tried to merge with other companies unsuccessfully. Marshfield was in talks to merge with Minnesota-based Essentia Health last year. Older Wisconsin voters prefer Donald Trump in the latest poll. The AARP survey has Trump ahead of President Biden 48% to 41% among voters 50 and older. Pollster Bob Ward says older voters appear more motivated than usual.
There's typically a motivation gap, but not by the size that we're seeing now. And that's what makes this election really different and why it makes the voters 50 plus such a key deciding block.
Social Security and the economy are top issues for older voters. The poll was taken after the presidential debate. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Minnesota National Guard members from Duluth's 148th Fighter Wing arrived for their temporary deployment in Japan on Wednesday. The contingent includes around 300 airmen and F-16 Fighting Falcons from the Duluth area and is expected to be deployed for about 3 months. According to a Northern News Now report, the deployment will help ensure a steady state fighter presence in the Kadena region in Japan and demonstrate continued commitment to a free and open Indo-Pacific region. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reporting two wolf encounters on the same day in Bayfield County. According to a press release, two hunting dogs were attacked by wolves in Bayfield County on July 3rd, one of which was killed in the confrontation. The other dog involved in the wolf attacks was injured but survived. DNR officials are reminding residents to use increased caution with their pets in places that have been identified as wolf caution areas. A full list of those caution areas can be found online. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. 2024's summer blockbuster movie season has finally arrived, but studios are already looking two summers into the future. Shrek 5 is officially in development, according to Variety. The entertainment rag reports that Mike Myers, Eddie Murphy, and Cameron Diaz will all return and lend their voices. DreamWorks says the film will hit theaters July 1st of 2026. The Hawktua girl, a.k.a. Haley Welch, has trademarked the phrase Hawktua. The Hawk part is kind of gross and could have been corrected if Haley had spent $8 on a neti pot. Nevertheless, according to TMZ, rumors are swirling that the Queen of Foreplay is in talks to develop her own reality show. TV producers have taken an interest in Welch after her appearances on several podcasts and learned that spittle is not the only thing that comes out of her mouth. Using her words, she comes across as pretty dang likable. With her newfound fame and bedroom talents, you can be sure there will be a long line of suitors wanting to be Mr. Hawktua Girl. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Plenty of sunshine today. We're headed to 84 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southwest at around 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear, 59. Tomorrow, sunshine, 85. The weekend, warmer, more humid with highs in the upper 80s both Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Say you never give in to a meltdown and never fill your feed with kid photos. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it and never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, know it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Andrew Hahn, he is a data journalist, and he maps out in this article what makes Wisconsin great. 96% of Wisconsinites live within 30 minutes of Quick Trip.
Wisconsin is one of those places that has a cultural identity that's unique to this place. And when we tell stories like this, it reminds people that we all come from this place, and we all share a goal, genuinely, of trying to make this state a better place.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk all things sports with Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporter J.R. Radcliffe. Weather and wine with Brittany Merlot as we head into a steamy week. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
All right, welcome back to In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. You can join us at 844-967-2789 or text us at that same number. Dr. Omar is the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon, Thingsville. So, Dr. Omar, we've got some folk on the line, but I want to got a question on the text. Allie, Milwaukee, for a person with osteosporosis and acid reflux, taking calcium supplements and D3 and also Pepcid as needed, what vitamins should one take?
So for osteoporosis and acid reflux with Pepcid as needed, the challenge is like taking, okay. So the main thing is to take vitamin D3 and K2. It's more important than the calcium. I like to take the calcium from the leafy greens and from the food sources. So if I eat a healthy breakfast, healthy lunch, healthy dinner, with colors of the garden, of vegetables and fruits, that will be enough for the calcium. Because the challenge with the calcium is that many of the calcium are not the right brand and they cause calcification of the soft tissues like arteries. So if I take the calcium carbonate, that can be actually damaging to the body, not helpful. I have a form that's called Calcium Select, which is a different form of calcium that helps. That's more refined form. But the more important is to take vitamin D3 and K2, because the vitamin K2 helps to direct the calcium in the body towards the bones where it belongs and away from the soft tissues like arteries. And also the K2 is very helpful for the absorption of the in the direction of the vitamin D in the body. I have in the pharmacy a program that is 6 months, 1 year, or 3 years. It's like well-made supplements and vitamins for bone health. And if taken every day of the year, after 1 year, the osteoporosis can be improved. Within 3 years, it can be treated. And these are concentrated amounts of vitamin D, of form of calcium that's plant-based, of other ingredients that are important for the bone matrix, also include magnesium, strontium, because the bones are not just calcium. So looking at it as a 3D picture, dealing with osteoporosis can be more than just D3 or K2 or calcium. And these programs, I just always check the drug interactions. I make sure that patients are not doubling on what they take, but they are very successful. And I've helped several patients to help treat osteoporosis and osteopenia. And that always happens with supervision from the doctors and practitioners. Actually, several of my patients are doctors who have osteoporosis that take those programs and they actually work. And that also helps a lot for patients who are not candidates for the bisphosphonate like alendronate sodium and other medications that can cause some side effects for certain patients, so they cannot take them. So there is hope, and this hope is just needs patience, because it doesn't happen overnight. We need to wait a few months and few years to see better results when we go back to the doctor for the DEXA screening, which is the test to check on the bone density.
Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike. Thank you very much. You are in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I just love listening to your show. I was doing some research a couple of years ago because I was trying to solve a health issue, and I like to go as natural as possible. And what I learned, according to a couple of different articles, is due to the big corporate agriculture, the quality of the earth, the quality of our soils has been tremendously taken back, to where now, again, the need to for supplements and to be, you know, do a little bit more due diligence in regards to your diet and your nutrition, has become very important. I wanted to get your feedback, if you will, about, you know, the changes of our soil, which turns into the nutrient content of the fruits and vegetables that we eat.
Hey, it's a great question, Mike. Thank you very much for the call, Dr. Omar.
I think just talking about the depletion of nutrients from the soil due to modern agriculture is true, and it happens. And then when we eat fruits and vegetables, there's no way to assess how much value is in it. So I like to go organic as much as I can, especially for the Dirty Dozen, which is a yearly report that comes out with the most fruits and vegetables that are subject to use of pesticides. So usually there is apples and strawberries. I like to take them always organic, but it's true, and that's why we need supplements more than we need before. And then other people would take more supplements that they need, or they keep hoarding supplements, and then there would be too much of them, and then I don't know what is what. So it's kind of, we have to find balance, but I agree with you. I like to eat whole foods. I like to eat at home and not eat like outside, and that helps a lot. But at the same time, we have to be realistic, and we have to make sure that we take at least the basic ones. And the basic supplements that I need to take is a good multivitamin. I want to take omega-3 fish oil. I might need B vitamins, because many medications would deprive them from the body. And then I would check my vitamin D and see if I need to take extra vitamin D vitamins, so I wouldn't have osteoporosis. So we work on the basics and we go from there. But I totally agree with you, and I think just more focus on different ways of agriculture that's closer to how we used to harvest the plants before and the fruits before. I hope that this would be kind of happening. But the challenge is, like, organic foods are expensive, so finding the fine balance for most of the people is challenging.
Let's go to Sherry from Horicon. Hey, good morning to you, Sherry. You are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar.
Hi, good morning, boys. My question is, I take gabapentin, Cymbalta, vitamin D3, and lisinopril. And a little one for anxiety, Adraxis, something like that. My question is, I have osteoporosis, and so I'm on ibandrolate sodium tablet, a band, ibandrolate sodium tablet for the osteoporosis. I have a hard time taking that. I got questions about that. Am I supposed to just take that like once a week in the morning, like an hour before everything, or can I have coffee and stuff with it?
All right. You're taking several medications. One of them is very important to take it as directed, okay? Ibandronate need to be taken on empty stomach, with a cup of water, not without coffee. And I think you take it once a month. And after you take it, you have to be active. Like, you don't take it and go to bed and lay down and sleep. You have to move, so it will absorb it better. But don't take it with coffee. Just take it by itself, empty stomach, because absorption of this medication is key to its effect. And this medication is helping to prevent more damage to the bones that you have. So it's a good medication for many patients. But as I tell you, don't take it with coffee. Take it away from anything else. Even if you take a thyroid medication, just take it away from anything else. Wait half an hour, and in those half hour, just be active.
Let me ask you on her behalf, Dr. Omar, the thyroid medication she takes first when she gets up in the morning, right? So this other medication that you're talking about, does it interfere with the thyroid medication?
If she's taking a thyroid medication, the thyroid medication is taken every day. Well, ibendronate is taken just once a month.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Ibendronate, another form of the bisphosphonate, is taken once a week. So this one day a week or one day a month, we can part it, like take the ibendronate, wait half hour, and then take the ibendronate or alendronate, wait another half hour, and then eat breakfast and take the rest of the medications. It will be just an adjustment one day a week or one day a month. And then over adjustments for that.
Hey, Sherry, thank you very much. Anything else, Sherry?
No, I don't have thyroid medicine. He used that as an example.
Oh, okay.
But my question was the half hour. So a half hour once a month, I can't have coffee, right?
Yeah, half hour you can't have coffee. So we'll wait for that. Yeah.
All right, Sherry, thank you very much for listening. Thank you for calling. Let's go back to Julie from Franklin. Julie, go ahead.
Hi. Okay, so Dr. Omar told me my pantoprazole for my ulcer. I had a ruptured ulcer, and I had emergency surgery a year and a half ago. That's why I'm on the pantoprazole. The ulcer's gone, but I have to take that. I also had blood clots after the surgery. I had a blood transfusion, and now I'm on Eliquis and the folic acid. And Dr. Omar just said the pantoprazole, if you're on that for more than 2 years, can cause osteoporosis. I just had a bone density test 2 weeks ago. I have osteoporosis, and they want me to take that once a week medicine. And my doctor did tell me to stand up and drink it with a full cup of water, don't eat anything, and stand up for 30 minutes after taking it. But I don't want to take that because it causes ulcers. And I don't, so I asked my GI doctor, is it safe for me to take the osteoporosis medicine? And he said, it does cause ulcers. So he didn't really, you know, say yes or no, and didn't tell me anything, didn't say anything else about the pantoprazole. Might be a factor or contributed to the osteoporosis.
All right. So for you, you have already now osteoporosis, and the doctor gave you a medication that has a side effect that it can cause ulcer. If you take pantoprazole, it's going to help to protect you from this ulcer that can happen from the medication for osteoporosis. But the pantoprazole can also affect the osteoporosis and make the treatment for it take longer. The alendronate that you take, it works for some patients to help to decrease the damage to the bones, doesn't build new bones. So I am thinking that we can look at what you take and we can create for you two programs. One program for gut healing to help you heal your gut and to decrease the dependence on the pantoprazole, and other program also to help you with your bones, okay? That can help you also in case of alendronate did not work. So what I do early is that I meet patients and I create a program and a plan for them. I review it with the doctor to get their approval, because these are serious concerns. Is it the chicken or the egg? I'm taking the medication that's causing me a disease. Now I have two diseases instead of one. So I try to work closely with practitioners and create a plan that's going to be a working plan. So I recommend that you go to my website, schedule a consultation, and I think I have some good information for you.
All right, Julie, thank you very much for the call. Dr. Omar, we'll talk about how people can connect with you after we come back. You are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heat is on.
Did you know that high temperatures are the leading cause of weather-related deaths? Here are some safety tips when you're dealing with a Wisconsin scorcher. First, do not leave another person or your pet in the car. 8 kids died in hot cars in the last several years across the state, and it didn't even have to happen. Look before you lock and walk away. Work outside, keep water close, and stay hydrated. Take a break in the shade, and if you can limit time in the heat, even better. Chill out in the air conditioning or find your community's cooling shelter. And check on your family and neighbors to be sure that they're safe too. Stay cool and be cool by being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Stayed in bed all morning just to pass the time. There's something wrong here, there can be no denying. One of us is changing, or maybe we just stopped trying. And it's too late.
All right, welcome back to In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. As you can see, Dr. Omar, with our callers and texters, you provide an invaluable service to people. And in this show, in this program that you're on with me every Thursday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. is, you know, it's really more impactful than I could have ever dreamt of. So we owe you gratitude for the services you provide. How do people get in touch with you?
People can get in touch with me through calling at the pharmacy 262-429-9429. Or they can go to the website to schedule a consult with me at www.wiltopiarx.com. Wellness and Utopia becomes wiltopiarx.com.
And Calvin, how can people who might have missed this, because we're moving so fast, how can they find out they heard something they needed to follow up on?
Yeah, if you missed any part of this hour or any other one of our shows, you can go to civicmedia.us/shows and you'll find the Earl Ingram Show. You can also search the Earl Ingram Show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you get your podcasts.
Thank you, Calvin. So Dr. Omar, GoodRx Health is a website. And as I was going on it today, 2024's most influential drug and vaccine approvals so far as selected by GoodRx pharmacists. And in it, there are 24 new drugs that are approved by the FDA for 2024. And I was just going through some of them. This is Ohtuvayre, which is a new medication for COPD. And then it tells you about all these new medications that are coming out and that they are derivatives, some of them from other medications that they've been able to, you know, make these adjustments to. For instance, what is it's Ohtuvayre. I don't know how you pronounce it.
Ohtuvayre, yeah. They choose these kind of names that are weird, so they would like stick in the brain because they want to market it for a long time. It's a new medication for COPD. Yeah, it's a new medication for COPD. It works well. They are always trying to find the best medication for COPD and breathing. And the easiest way to decrease COPD problems is to stop smoking, Earl. But, you know, medications are needed also for many patients who are already having COPD. So it works by working on inhibiting both phosphodiesterase 3 and 4, which is like work in a better way than the previous generation of the medication. We need relaxation of the airways. So someone with COPD have a problem that they have damage in the lung cells and they have problem in the narrowing of the airway when you breathe, okay? So more relaxation to the muscle is always best. So it's a new medication that's approved by the FDA to improve the lung function and the quality of life for COPD, because unfortunately, when COPD happens, there is no way back. There is more damage that will happen in the future. When COPD happens, smoking cigarettes is a death sentence. So if anyone is listening and they are smoking and a doctor told them you have COPD, the doctor is being nice. Please stop smoking.
You know, Dr. Omar, it says it's the first, medication in over 10 years for COPD that they've approved. Here's another one. It's called WAKIX, Wakix. It is an oral medication that's approved to treat excessive daytime sleepiness associated with narcolepsy, a chronic sleeping disorder. I guess the point I'm trying to make is, Dr. Omar, they are every day constantly working on trying to improve the lives of people and the science of medicine. Is that safe to say?
It is safe to say, but maybe you're having problems in what you eat that makes you wanting to sleep in the morning. It's easy to throw in a diagnosis of narcolepsy or throw in a diagnosis of problems with attention. Not like a lot of people have these kind of serious conditions, but it's not everybody. So I always try to look at the core ideas of, am I exercising? Am I depressed? How is my relationships? How is the food, what I eat? And then I would look at the drugs because the drug industry is focusing on finding and patching the symptoms without looking at the core challenge that we have. If someone is smoking cigarettes, let me give you this example. If someone is smoking cigarettes, they're not smoking one cigarette a day, all right? Not one cigarette a day. But if you smoke just one cigarette every day, you are a smoker. If you take the medication for the COPD, you take it once a day. So if one-to-one, are you trying to combat the smoking of one cigarette a day by taking the inhaler once a day? No, you're actually, you may be smoking one or two packs a day, and no COPD medication is going to go against that. So I like to focus on the lifestyle changes that I can do first, fix that, and medication is always going to help, but medication is not the hero. You are the hero of your journey, and improving your health is your responsibility, not the medication responsibility.
Dr. Omar, you are just a breath of fresh air, and it's always so great to have you on, man. The time just flies by too quickly. But it's always good to see you. We'll be back in touch again next Thursday. Have a great week, you and the family and all of those, your employees at Welltopia Pharmacy.
Thank you, Earl.
All right.
Appreciate it.
844-967-2789. Got a lot to talk about in the next hour. Especially the fact that I'm going to be at the Republican National Convention on next week, and so is Civic Media. 844-967-2789 is our number.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian and podcaster Jimmy Pardo and EAA Director of Communications Dick Nepinski joins the show to talk about one of Wisconsin's favorite events.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Where do grown-ups go in the water park capital of the world? Well, go to a water park. You'll find one nearly everywhere you go. Go relax in a cabana. Go golfing. Going for a nice dinner? Oh, go for the special. Go for the weekend. Heck, why not go for the whole week? Go to a show. Go shopping. Go tour a winery. Wow, we're really on the go. Say, I could go for a beer. Need a day at the spa? Go for it. Wisconsin Dells, it's go time. Plan your grown-up getaway at wisdells.com.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.